Welcome to Moms Making Money, a membership-driven organization that helps moms turn their passions into profits. You can find out more at our website, www.momsmakingmoney.org. If you'd like to become a member, just go to www.momsmakingmoney.org and click on Join. Also, we'd love to hear your comments. Please call our listener line at 206-337-1077, and we'll post them to our podcast.
Hi, I'm Renee Walton, president of Moms Making Money.
Welcome to Everyday Life. Today we're going to talk about my first part of a two-part series, and it's called I Could Be Rich Just Like Her. With me is Vivian Judah Frankel. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Renee. How are you doing this morning?
Okay, a little sleepy, but I'm all right.
Hey, wait, you said that last time when we were doing this in the evening.
Well, anybody who has kids knows that they're always sleepy, but you're doing all right.
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
Sleepy today. I'm excited to share this. I've been happy with the reviews with the first installment of Everyday Life. I've gotten a lot of, positive feedback. And I'm glad to hear that our audience is really intrigued and excited about the things that we're doing.
Good. Well, I love the stuff that you're writing, too. So I'm always looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to kind of get it out. I don't have any secrets, or I'm not telling anything you don't already know, but it's kind of nice to just, chat about it and sometimes get it on paper and see it and hear the words, and it kind of gives you more clarity when you're doing your own business. So it's actually helping me just as much as I'm helping other people. So
great.
Terrific. I picked this particular subject because I was dealing with a former client, and nothing was working out for her because it wasn't the same as this other lady's business. It wasn't as successful. She wasn't making as much money as this other lady. She wasn't driving the same type of car. Therefore, she must be doing something wrong.
All right, this former client isn't me, is it?
You know what? I think it wasn't you, but I think that is in a little, a little bit in all of us at some point. And I kind of, went back to my own, past mistakes, if you will, to kind of tell her, if you keep, doing this and looking at just one person and how they did it, well, not how they did it, but just what, the outcome is, you're never going to get to your when and why.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, so, I said, well, let's just take me for an example, because I didn't want to just out her. I knew it was going to be podcast. I knew I was going to write about it. And I was like, well, I don't want to out her. She probably wouldn't appreciate that. But, I had the same problems when I first started. I always saw women who were, I don't know if you've ever done this, but, that walk around and they have, their hair is done and their nails are done, They got these really cool strappy sandals, and they get in a really cool car. And then you find out they work for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, are you kidding me? Or you find, oh, yes, I make curtains for a living. You can actually make curtains and drive a Jag?
And I only did it on $500.
I only had to start up at $500. Well, that's the key thing about it. They never tell you how they did it.
Yes.
They never tell you how they did it. And the main reason is you never ask. Now, I never ask not one of them. I ask where they got their strappy sandals and that cool haircut, and where they got the car. But I never asked, how did you get there? I know you're there, but how did you get there? So, when I used to look at it, it was almost like, my dream man, my dream hunk,
Mm-hmm. And when you walk up to women and say, how'd you get him?
Yeah, how did you get him? Well, I actually did that on a sidebar. I actually did that to my my son's preschool teacher. Her husband came in, and I was like, no way. How did you get him? Because now I'm learning to ask the questions.
That's a very good sidebar. I like it.
Yes, not that I want to turn in mine, but it's just, gee, wow, how'd you get that? So anyways, getting back to this, I would always perceive what my dream business person, how she got to her, level of success. Mm-hmm. I never asked. I just assumed. I was
hearing. What? It was like some sort of state secret?
Yeah, well, not so much. I just figured, well, she decided to do her business. She's dedicated to her business. She's a professional. You know, she must have, you know, advertised, and she's got a good product, and bingo, bango, there she is. I never even thought about the steps that it must have taken her to get there. I never thought about, gee, how many times she failed before she got in the jack, you know?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I just saw her success and was like, wow, that must be really easy. I want to do it, too.
Or my issue is always, well, she can do it. Certainly I can do it.
Well, of course. I think all women, especially moms, we start learning how to really multitask, and we find out we're really good at it.
Yeah, supposed to be actually quite a bad thing.
Well, it's supposed to be a bad thing because what happens is you put too much on your plate and you ultimately mm-hmm. crash and burn.
Right.
But it's not a bad thing in a way because you can do it. You are apt. You are able to do all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just realistically you can't do them all in one day. So, yeah, that's where it's a bad
thing. Tell me about it. I've been trying to throw a birthday party for the last week and a half.
Well, and I hear it was a success.
Thank you. But all else it went to the wayside, so for a four-year-old party.
See? But you did it. You did it. And that's the thing. We do things well. So, you know, one of my favorite cookies of all time is a Mrs. Phil cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just a example. I'm not saying it's the best cookie in the world because I've had other cookies, you know. But, you know, one of the big things coming up back when I first started was, you know, Mrs. Phil. She was one of the few women out there in the public eye at that time
mm-hmm.
who was a female entrepreneur, other than somebody like, you know, Mary Kay or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, you baked a cookie, they liked it, you started a little store, and now you're rich. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I am, you know, like the ultimate chocolate person. I can bake a cookie. So if I bake cookies and sell them, I'll be rich like you, right? Okay, so that's what I thought. Another turning point for me is when I was looking at 2020 one time, and they were doing this whole thing on direct sales and network marketing.
Mm.
And they showed one of the direct sales leaders, I'm not going to say what company because the company doesn't matter, but it was like a cosmetic company. And this particular leader averaged $15,000 a month.
Yeah.
Now, you know, since I've been networking, I'm finding out $15,000 a month for some people is still not a lot of money. People are making more. But at that time, $15,000 a month, I'm like,
well, for a lot of us, yeah, $15,000 a month would be nice.
You know, I could cure the common cold if I had that kind of money, you know. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to be rich like her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to join that company.
Mm-hmm. Which is,
you know,
how those companies work and get their people, really.
Of course, but I'm going to join that company. Even though I don't even wear makeup, I don't know anything about makeup. I do know people who wear makeup. If I can convince them to buy from me instead of going to the makeup counter at the department store, ha, 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 you know, I could be a great direct sales leader, and I could be rich just like her.
Now tell me, you were actually trying to sell makeup without any actually wearing any?
Well, no one said I had to wear it. They were just like, if you have passion, I'm like, well, I have passion. I have passion.
Passion for money, clearly.
Yeah,
not
I have
product.
Plenty of passion. I want to get my $15,000 check. And if the, you know, the lipstick and the eyeshadow is what did it for her, my presumption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my presumption. Then I'm going to do it, too. I didn't care. I don't cook. I will sell pots and pans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't garden. I'll sell flowers. If it's going to guarantee me a $15,000 check, I'm going to try it.
Right.
I'd be a fool not to. I would generalize everything as well. It's like, well, you know, all I need is the product. So my product, let's just say, was makeup. Okay, so I've got my product. I'm just going to sell it to anybody and everybody, men, women, and children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it available to anybody who wants to buy this makeup. If I get the word out, you know, and everyone, you know, knows that I'm selling makeup, then that means everyone will buy from me. You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone meaning to me was all the money. If
right.
I could reach everyone, that meant I could get all of the money.
Right.
Do I sound a little greedy?
Well, actually, you remind me of somebody else I knew, slightly different. They were looked at the real estate business
mm-hmm.
and said, oh, my God, I'm great at networking. I love people. I'm Mr. Social.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I'm going to become a real estate agent because I am great at networking. People love me. And this person went into real estate, got their license, did the whole thing, and found out that, you know what, it's not as easy as it looks. It's not a matter of just the meet and greets.
No, it
and
really
everybody
is.
You meet isn't automatically going to sign up.
It really isn't, which brings me to my next subject. You know, the apprehension. You know,
mm-hmm.
you should have some apprehension when you decide to do this. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate, sell cars, sell makeup, cookies, whatever.
Oh, sure, now
you know.
Tell me.
You should have some. I think it's common sense. For me, I didn't have that common sense. It never even occurred to me, you know, about all the other people out there selling makeup, just like it probably didn't occur to him, all the other people out there who are also well-liked and loved and really good with people and are selling real estate to, again, you know, get those really big fat checks.
Right.
You know, novel idea. So, you know, to me, it just told me that it was a great demand for the product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was reputable. It was a great demand, and people will want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all I had to do is just advertise my product the same way, you know, Susie Q did on 2020,
mm-hmm.
and I will get $15,000 checks.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the key thing. On the 2020 show,
mm-hmm.
they showed her in her beautiful home with her beautiful kids and a beautiful dog and a beautiful husband, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Big old pool and, you know, nice cars and everything. They said what company it was. They said how much she was getting. They showed her team. They never one time said how she did it.
Right.
Or how long it took her to do it or how many other companies she blew through
mm-hmm.
before she found the perfect match for herself.
Right.
Okay. The last part of my article, when you guys get a chance to read it, is the whole perception that we can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm not wanting to let that go. I still feel that I can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I now realize I can if the world was a perfect place.
Yeah.
And there was more than 24 hours in a day.
And we needed more than 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah. We'll need it less than
yeah.
6 hours. You could do this
I meant
on
less
one.
Than,
yeah. One. See, you need more sleep. Just maybe 1 or 2 hours of sleep, just to rejuvenate the mind. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I could be the perfect mate for my husband. I could be the perfect mother for my child. I could be the perfect friend, and I could be the perfect entrepreneur if everything would just lay out, you know, perfectly.
If everybody would just go according to my plan.
Yes, yes. No interruptions, no stumbling blocks, no, mommy, I'm sick, no, honey, what's for dinner? None of that. If you just let me take care of these things in my own time, I can do everything.
So what you're saying is if everybody would just leave you alone, you'd be the perfect wife, mother, and friend.
There you go.
Person.
There you go. If you didn't call me during the afternoon to tell me what Oprah had on, I could get more work done. So, but the thing is, it's unrealistic. You know, you have to allow time for mistakes. You have to allow time to sit and be with your children, because basically that's why, you know,
mm-hmm.
Moms Making Money exists, because we want to be with our children
mm-hmm.
and we want to make money at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be a good spouse. We want to be a good friend. We want, you know, a good daughter, whatever it is, you know. We want to be effective and available to the
right.
people that we love. And that leaves very little time for ourselves personally, socially, and professionally.
Yep, that's certainly true.
Yeah, so once I came back to that, I'm like, well, there's really not enough time in the day to do this, is there?
Yep.
Well, what sets entrepreneurs apart, you know, most women would say, well, it's not enough time to do it, therefore I won't.
Mm-hmm.
An entrepreneur would say, well, it's not enough time to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Most entrepreneurs don't have a lot of common sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, but hey,
but
we
good.
Do
it. I mean,
we do
good.
It anyway.
Because if you listen to everything that says you can't do it, then nothing would ever be done.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, it's just a matter of finding, I guess, it's finding your own way to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you said is, you know what, mistakes are going to happen along the way. And you're right, a lot of successful entrepreneurs have a fairly long list of failures. I mean, it's depressing that it is, before they got their successes.
Oh, sure. If you, like, I don't know if you look at it, but sometimes, just for inspiration, I always look at, like, biography.
Uh-huh.
Or A&E.
Uh-huh.
Because not so much the people now, but I like to hear about the greats, you know,
right.
Wayne Brock from McDonald's, or, you know, how did Jimmy Stewart do it? You know, how did he become like the, you know, great thespian? You know, you know, I like to hear their humble beginnings. A lot of them have humble beginnings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all the pitfalls that they yep. fell into and the stumbling blocks that they tripped over before we got to know them as one of the greats.
Yep.
And, it just teaches me the biggest thing really is, you know, just sticking with it, you know. And,
yeah.
And,
well, that's the one I'm clinging to.
Yeah, just stick with it.
Yeah, no,
me.
I agree. If you just keep going. And the other trick is to learn from your mistakes. So many
exactly.
people, they make mistakes and they just don't even acknowledge it.
Well,
but if you know, say that didn't work out, or you know, and when you have a failure, look at it and try to figure out what went wrong.
Exactly.
And that's not always the easiest thing to do.
How many of us have ever put in the wrong curtains or painted the wall the wrong color? Like, you thought it was a good color, and then when you got on the wall, you're like, eh.
Damn, that didn't work.
Well, you know, what are you going to do, live with that color?
Yep.
Or are you going to paint over? Are you going to start over and get the right color?
Exactly.
I think for me, it's like four key questions
mm-hmm.
that I think, especially when you're starting up or you have like when you see what the person's doing, you're seeing, oh, wow, that is what I perceive to be success.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask these four questions of that person. And if you can't get to that person, then you need to ask these questions out loud and try to answer them yourself. Use some common sense when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first one is, you know, you want to be rich like her. Of course. Well, my goodness. You know, Vivian, if you had a whole lot of money and you were driving a Jaguar, I would be following you. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you eating? What are you wearing? You know, how are you doing this? You know? So, of course, I'm going to ask you. But you have to use your common sense now. Now that we've calmed down, you know, and we're a little bit wiser, and we've been out there in the trenches. I've been out there on the front line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I come back, I know exactly what I need to get out of my mistakes. And when I see someone who inspires me, I know how to ask these questions. And, you know, and they're easy questions. It's like you want to be rich like someone else, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're selling some sort of product and service, right?
Right.
Is she selling it to anybody? Or he, but, you know, she.
Mm-hmm.
Is she selling it to anybody? Is she, you know, here's my product, here's my product, here's my product, make me rich?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she offering a service to just the consumers who are searching for that particular service? Is she building off like a niche market?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she just, you know, willy-nilly everywhere, you know, just spitting advertising dollars, you know, left and right, and there's absolutely no profit? Or did she start targeting?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, I had an uncle who was wanted to produce a play. He licensed the rights to that play, and his theory was, you know, because he had to raise financing, he said, I talk about it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been a successful entrepreneur as well as a failure. And he's one of those guys that just started and, you know, started several businesses, hitting the ones he was successful in, he would sell, and the other ones, of course, would fail. And his approach was, I talk to everybody. He goes, there's not a person I don't meet that I don't tell them about my business. And it was interesting because that works for him. And so many other people say, no, target, target, target. So I think that's an interesting question that you put forward, because different people do have different approaches.
And you
got to find what works.
Yeah, I think you have to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say, if he was selling, like, let's just say drywall,
mm-hmm.
even though it's comfortable for him to talk to everyone about it, I would say probably 20% would only be interested.
Oh, yeah. His theory was somebody would know somebody who would know somebody.
Well, sort of.
But we've heard a lot of experts who say that doesn't work.
Well, it really doesn't work. And the reason why it worked a long time ago, but the reason why it doesn't work now is because everybody's into something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows somebody who's into something.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, you have a good connection for, let's just say, drywall or, real estate, it's not a novelty anymore.
Yep.
Everyone, you can't turn around left or right without running into, I don't want the viewers to get mad, you can't turn left or right without finding someone who's doing something on the side. It's one of the biggest things that's happened since the 90s.
Yes.
So talking to everyone is still a good way to do it, but you are wasting a lot of energy.
Yeah, and you're not gonna get rich that way.
Yeah,
Maybe you'll make a sale or two.
So much better to make sure that the people around you and your networking and your community and all that know that you're available for this particular product or service. But to really, I think, to get successful, is you're going to have to find that person who really wants it. It's going to require a little bit of work on you. You can't stand on the roof and say, "Woohoo! I have a cookie for sale." You can get cookies everywhere. So you're going to
What about if I put a banner outside my house that says best chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, you'll get a few people. The rest of the people are like, wow, what a nut. Why doesn't she just take it into the mall where the people are actually hungry and want to make cookies?
Actually, you laugh. There's somebody in my neighborhood who has a sign outside his window going, notary.
Notary. Well, and if you're ever passing by, oh, my goodness, a notary. I'll have to make a mental note that on that street.
There's a notary.
Now, honestly, when you want a notary, that's a really good example. When you want a notary, what do you normally do to find a notary?
I look online.
Uh-huh. Yellow Pages, online, your chamber. A lot of time in those shipping stores, like the UPS store, they have notaries. It's nice to have it, on your car,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice to have it in front of your house.
But remembers when they need it?
Exactly.
Exactly. I know I saw that banner somewhere, but
yeah,
I couldn't begin to tell you exactly where.
Exactly. I saw a lady, she had a beautiful sign on the back of her Cadillac Escalade. And she was going into San Diego, and she saw a particular type of jewelry that I absolutely love. But, of course, I had my kid in the car, and I was on the freeway. I couldn't write down the number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that was good if you were parked and I was parked and I had paper and pen to write it down. And I had it kind of memorized, and I was trying to, repeat it over and over again so when I got home I could look her up. But, of course, by the time I got home,
it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So, it works to a point to advertise to everybody. But if you really want to, become rich like her, be successful, you want to really get into your target market. You want to find the people who, if you're selling bells and whistles, you definitely want to find people who want bells and whistles. You're
right.
Wasting so much time trying to convince someone else that they want one when they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the second question, and it's really important, and it's just what we've been talking about. When you see this successful person, ask yourself, did this person do everything themselves? Did they do their advertising? Did they do their product model? Did they do their business model? Did, the thing that they put on their window and the thing on the side, did they make that themselves?
That's a good point. That brings to mind that woman, homemade baby.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? And that's an amazing business, and I was so impressed with her, and I still am.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of think, wow, she did everything, and it's really complicated to start a baby food company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, they started with several $1 million. And
yeah.
you were able to hire all the appropriate professionals.
Exactly.
And chefs.
Anytime you see a success,
Yeah, which made me feel a little bit better, because at one point I toyed with the idea of starting a baby food, because I was making all my own baby food and making it for friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I should start a baby food company, and I sort of looked into it and thought that was daunting. And when I found out what, you know, homemade baby, I was like, wow, you're amazing. I can't believe that you were able to do it. You know, they got their own, they had to do their own manufacturing and, you know, licensed kitchen and yada, yada, yada. And then she's like, yeah, well, you know, we were able to get several million dollars and, you know. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
I don't have several million dollars.
Yeah,
I feel a little better.
Because she took that $7 million and she allocated it to professionals.
Yes.
Okay.
And was able to start a successful business.
Right.
And it's
she
great
had a
if you can do
idea,
that.
Great idea, but I doubt that she did everything herself. Because if she had, she would be exhausted and completely played out by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's got 3 kids, so.
Yeah, so see, you know, I'm sure someone helped her design that label.
Yep.
I'm sure someone helped her pick out the jars to put that in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's helping her with the marketing, $1 million, you can
mm-hmm.
hire someone to go out
right,
and find you a warehouse and everything. You sit home with your kids, and you pay that professional to do that. So
mm-hmm.
you want to ask that on that level. That goes for her all the way down to someone who's a, you know, big seller for, you know, a cosmetic or any kind of networking, you know, marketing thing. Or if you want to start your own little small business off of, you know, an idea that you have yourself, you know, that's the first thing you want to say. It's like, can I do all this myself?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can't. I can answer that. Of course you can't. So how much of those dollars are you going to allocate out?
Right.
You know, are you going to do your own website, or is someone going to do your website? Someone going to market your website, or are you going to market your website?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a very, those are two. The first one, are they selling to the general, you know, or selling their product to just anyone, the general public, or are they finding a target market?
Right.
You know, I'm sure Homemade Baby, she's not telling everyone in the world, you know, oh, here, you got to have this product. You know, what if they don't have kids?
Right.
You know, you got to have this product. No, she's established. I'm sure her team has found her market, which they're not hard to find.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, figure
you
out who it is.
You just have to know who it is. Or she's not working to see
Yeah, but they're not lost. They're out there. You just have to know who would want homemade baby food.
Right.
Okay, so I'm sure she got a professional to figure that out for her. Now she's going to call me. I did not. I did it myself. We're just using you as an example. So, you know, the second one is, did she allocate, and is she offering her service to everyone? The third one is that particular business just like all the rest, or did this person find a way to stand out from the crowd? What attracted you to this person? When, like for me, it would also be Mrs. Field. Well, there's so many cookie places, and I bake cookies too. I'm a cookie fiend. But what was it about the Mrs. Field cookie store that attracted me, that made me say, oh, even though I have cookies at home, I'm going in here?
Got to go in and have those cookies.
Yeah, and if there was a cookie place right next door to Mrs. Field, I would still go to Mrs. Field. What was it about that particular store or chain or whatever you want to call it that stood out from all the rest?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately said, oh, no, you have to go in there. Oh, you're at the mall, you got to go here. Oh, Mrs. Field, oh, got to go there. Especially when, like I say, I have cookies at home. So what was the deal there? You know, and it's the same thing if you're doing, again, you know, like my cosmetics, you know, what makes you stand out? What makes you desirable? What, you know, what makes that the consumer decide to buy the lipstick from you instead of going and buying it from the store like they normally do?
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer that one
right.
for the main reasons. It's a different answer.
For
every person, yeah.
Yep.
But you have to find out what, you know, stands out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the last one, and it's the most important one. Did this person choose this business so they could be rich like someone else, or did they choose the product and service based on their own personal interests and passions?
And I'm going to guess for many of those, it's the passion, not just because somebody else did it.
Yes. In my experience, not
and
that
again,
I've been...
I bring up, yeah, well, sorry to interrupt, but I bring up another real estate agent I know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, everybody probably knows about 6 or 7 real estate agents.
Well, sure.
But she got into it just because she said, I can make lots of money and have my own time and my own space and do it on my own schedule. And she's a dismal failure. Because she got into it only because of the money. And she just really doesn't have that kind of passion.
Yeah. And the thing about when you get into the money, you know, I should have added in here, but it's just so common sense. When you get into the money, you got to have some money.
Mm-hmm.
In order to build a business so the business can make you money.
Yeah.
If you don't have any money to invest in your business and all you want to do is make money, you're not ready to start the business.
Yeah. It takes an investment as well as, you know, time and money.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely terrible to start something based on the fact that it will put a lot of money in your pocket. So
mm-hmm.
you can be rich like someone else. It's a terrible way of thinking, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because it's a disaster. It's just a complete disaster.
It is because money just keeps pouring out the window.
No, it doesn't. No.
Well, it depends on the person, but I've
seen
people.
Oh, I mean,
people,
you mean to them? Yeah, yeah, it will.
Yeah, their
will
money just pours out rather than pouring in.
And pouring in, yes, it will pour out. I'm not, you know, a big, you know, religious or, you know, spiritual person, but I believe in, you know, good things happen to good people, and you know. And I believe in karma, and I think that when you do things because you love to do them,
mm-hmm.
and you have a sincere passion for it, your money will come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your money will eventually come to you. You got to do some things, you know, put some.
You have to walk through fire first, but
yeah, but you have to put some things into play first.
Mm-hmm.
In order for the money to come, you got to get set up for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just going to come in and just land on your lap. You know, you got to be ready for this, you know. And, you know, these are some steps that we're going to talk about in the second part of this topic on how you can prepare yourself for these kind of things. You want money, then you better, I'm going to show you how to build yourself a nice pot, you know, so the money starts to come in. And, you know, and it works. And I've, you know, been an entrepreneur for almost 15 years, and it's just been in the last, 3 years? That has finally clicked to me, and now that it's starting to click to me, my money pot is starting to fill.
Yay!
And the key thing is, I started doing things that I was passionate about and I had an interest in. I quit doing things because other people were doing them and making money at them.
Mm-hmm.
I found what I really, really love to do, and I started sitting down and finding out a way that I could actually make an income doing that. Now, I've seen women, you know, knit scarves and make a really good income,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing this. So if you've got a passion for it, you know, that's your initial key. But, you know, those are your four questions that you always want to ask. Are they selling, you know, the general product to anyone? Or are they, you know, selling it to a particular niche, particular,
mm-hmm.
you know, people? Did they do everything themselves? Or are they allocating it out? You know, delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the business just like everybody, all the other businesses you see out there, or is it standing out from the crowd? And then lastly, did they do it so they could become rich, or did they do it because they love what they do?
Mm-hmm. And had a burning, I mean, I think that's key, is do you have a burning desire to try and do, get this thing out?
Uh-huh.
So I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I started Moms Making Money, I was awake at night. I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to start this, you know, start out with a conference. I have to do the conference, and I have to, you know, do the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that makes a big difference.
I think it's the passion. It's the passion.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when we met, I was doing boutiques.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. How I made my income. I, you know, get all the other people together, and we do a big boutique and make money.
Yep.
And then that's where I met you, and I'm like, ooh, this is like a lot more targeted.
Right.
You know, and I'm a mom, you're a mom, they're moms. Hey, wait a minute, let's turn around. Let's turn around here for a minute, you know. So, yeah, I think, like I said, it's the passion, but we're going to go more into that next month.
Okay,
I'm
going to
break it all out, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about that as well. Meanwhile, all you listeners out there, please go to Moms Making Money, www.momsmakingmoney.org. Check out my latest installment of Everyday Life. Read the article, and be sure to tell me what you think about it. Send me an email or put a comment on the podcast. We'd love to hear what you're thinking about this.
Oh, yeah, definitely put a comment on the podcast. Do you have that number, Renee?
No, do you have that number?
As a matter of fact, I do.
As she's reaching through the desk and searching for it, I have it right at the...
I'm going to blame my brother for that.
Okay, well, I know it's someone else to blame. It's never us.
There's always somebody else to blame.
I got such good comments. I'm so glad that everyone is liking the installments. You know, I'm getting, you know, things like Amen, Sister, and, you know, keep
really,
writing.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's really exciting because I never considered myself a writer, and I'm not.
Yeah.
But
I love your articles.
Share, you know, just share things, you know. And a lot of times it's just stuff that we're already thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I just dare to say it.
Yeah. Well, I also did want to throw in there that we have some great teleclasses on the website for our members only.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had Jamie Tenzer, and she was talking about trying to be Supermom Get You Down.
Mm-hmm.
And then for November we had Jo De La Pena, and she was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about 7 critical steps for small business success.
Oh, she is so awesome. I was so glad that we were able to get Jo.
Yeah, it was really fun.
She has a really good program and step now.
She does.
And she's had a lot of experience working with entrepreneurs, so she really knew how to break it down. And that was a really – those two classes were really good. But we got, you know, more coming up.
Yeah, we do.
We've got more coming up. You got the number?
The number is 206-337-1077. That is our listener podcasting line. Love to hear your comments. Again, 206-337-1077. And you can always email Renee at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at momsmakingmoney.org.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Now, be kind. If you're going to, you know, say...
Yeah, we don't want to hear mean comments,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, just don't be mean. But if you liked it or, you know, you just had some other ideas of what you'd like to see us talk and write about,
mm-hmm.
you know...
I'd love to hear that.
We'd love to hear you.
Yeah.
Until next month, Vivian.
All right, Renee. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another Moms Making Money podcast. We would love to hear your comments. You can leave us a voice comment on our listener line, 206-337-1077, or email us at podcast@momsmakingmoney.org. And don't forget to check out our website for more information on how you can turn your passions into profits.